Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Yesterday, Chemda.
Yes.
Grubhub offered $15 off orders from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in New York City. You didn't have to pay a certain amount. You can order $15 worth, get free $15.
And you don't have to be a new member?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Thousands of customers ordered. Here's the thing. They didn't tell the restaurants.
So, but then they have to pay the restaurants then.
So all of a sudden, all these orders, I'm showing a picture, I'll put it on the website, are coming into restaurants not understanding a thing, not expecting it. They make the food, that if they decide to make the food, they don't have delivery to pick it up. You got these local and small restaurants that can't fulfill the quantities. And then who gets pissed off? The customer. Who did they complain about? Not Grubhub. The restaurant. I got an idea. New members, $15 free to all New Yorkers. They've been having it tough lately. You might have read the news.
I always wonder who pays for that, you know, because you have to opt in. Like, that's right. Why on commercials where it says part of participating restaurants. So I always think there's a button that you opt in. Today, we can give your customers $15 off. Do you want to accept those coupons? Yes, no.
Right. That's crazy. Anyway, other big news. Well, bigger news. Congrats, everybody. More than 1 million people now died of COVID-19 in the United States. I believed in us. I said this before. If we all just promise not to work together, we can get it done. And here we are. We did it. We did it. It's official. Over 1 million, over 200,000 children lost their parents because we all decided not to work together, and that's us as a group.
Okay.
And of course, it's probably even higher, right? That's fair to say. About 3/4 of all COVID-19 deaths have been among seniors. Well, exactly. They're not unborn babies. Who gives a shit? But you can get an additional 8 free at-home tests at covidtests.gov. Good. I was wondering where my 40 cents on every dollar was going. So please, everybody, order and enjoy. It's on me. We got more COVID.
Boy, coming in hot today, Keith. No sleeves, and you're airing out everything.
You know what? We had a guest scheduled. They didn't show up, and now I'm going fucking nuts. Let's get right to it. Ezra Miller, I mentioned him fairly recently. And now I have audio you may have seen online from him being arrested. He plays the Flash. He was in Perks of Being a Wallflower. He was the kid in We Need to Talk About Kevin. So it's interesting that he keeps getting arrested for unruly behavior that I'll explain. And he happened to be his first big break, as far as I know. We Need to Talk About Kevin, about a school shooter. He was the kid that was the school shooter. The movie starts right after the school shooting and how the mom interacts with the neighborhood and, you know, how the dad left early and didn't understand this kid is thinking weird things. If you're frustrated as a mother, it might make you feel better. It might make you feel worse. I'm not sure. But it's funny. He had these crazy eyes. He had this crazy look, this crazy attitude in the movie, but he still has it. Like, I picture the directors looked at each other and was like, well, we don't have to live with him, but this is our kid. Yeah, he's good.
I wonder about that, because you've said that before, that people take on, actors take on roles that match their personal character, right? I've really, really thought about it. And I have seen some of that where it's like, maybe you could play a motherfucker because you're such a fucking motherfucker. Yeah. But then there's Cosby, who plays a really nice dad, who was our dad. And then we get confused by that, and then he can't be the rapist that he is.
But he had to play a gynecologist on TV that works out of his own home. He had to have a track of his stand-up called Spanish Fly, where he talks about giggling with his male buddies about how this makes a woman pass out so you can fuck him. He couldn't help it. That was out there. That's even worse, because he couldn't help it. It's just funny, Ezra's the actor.
What about all the charismatic actors that play roles that really touch us? And it turns out they're assholes to everybody else. They're like in real life, you know, but right. For us, they play these beautiful roles.
I don't know. Maybe anybody can play a decent guy, but to play a villain, that's the hard work, right? Like in a superhero movie, it's really the villain that makes the show.
That's because we're all monsters, but I don't know. Or maybe part of this is the charismatic guy is actually the asshole. The one that we're attracted to, the romantic one. Think of romantic notions. They stop you in the middle of your big meeting that you've been prepping for the whole movie, interrupt you in your work to tell you that they love you and they've come around because they've had a couple of segments of doing the right thing.
Right.
That's what we call romance. Maybe that's just an asshole and they're still playing an asshole.
Right, right.
I don't know. I think it's a little too black and white, but I understand that you love that thought process. Tried to get in on it, but you know, that can stab you. Or we could just say most assholes are like most people. Most actors, like most people, are kind of assholes.
Well, here's the thing. This poor company, DC Comics, you know, Kenda doesn't know about these different comics, but I think you've heard this by now. There's DC and there's Marvel.
Yes.
Which one's
the king? Like one over the other.
Which one's the king?
It seems like everyone goes to Marvel movies no matter what.
Yes. So Marvel's the king. DC is trying. And they're trying to copy what they do by introducing these characters. And then hopefully, they're a little behind the eight ball. But, you know, let time go by. We'll introduce characters into different timelines, this kind of thing. But there's a fight with Batman and the director, Superman. They can't decide on who they want after a couple movies. A new Flash movie is coming out, and this guy keeps getting arrested, as I'm about to talk about. This DC is like, what curse? The curse of DC.
May I suggest something to DC?
Yes.
That is a terrible name. It only makes me think of my taxes. I don't know what the hell.
Washington. Marvel.
Look at that. Marvel. We marvel at it. DC, what does that even stand for?
District of Columbia Comics.
See? That's not fun.
On June 28, 2011, while shooting The Perks of Being a Wallflower, Ezra Miller was a passenger in a vehicle that was pulled over in Pittsburgh for a broken brake light. Police discovered 20 grams of marijuana in Miller's possession. The actor was initially charged with drug possession, but the charge was later dropped by a judge. They instead faced a penalty of $600 for two citations of disorderly conduct. You'll get a glimpse of disorderly conduct. Yeah.
That's interesting to be actually, like, you know, when there's a taillight out, when there's a little weed in your car, when you're white. It's weird that somebody would actually write that up. It's odd.
I've had, honest to God, I didn't know about it, a broken tail light or this kind of thing. You know, I've had like a tailpipe that wasn't connected the way it should be, and I didn't even know about it. And nobody asked to search my car. I'm going to guess, based on what we'll hear later, this was Ezra's attitude that made him even search the car.
That seems weird. They let go a lot of that.
Yeah. They later commented, because he goes by they pronouns. I don't feel like there's any need to hide the fact that I smoke pot. It's a harmless herbal substance that increases sensory appreciation.
I hear that.
No, I appreciate those big words. I'll tell you why later. On April 6, 2020, a video surfaced in a since-deleted tweet that appeared to show Miller choking a woman and throwing her to the ground. The video was confirmed by Variety to have taken place at a bar in Reykjavik that Miller frequents when they're in the city. A bar employee identified the person in the video as Miller, who was escorted off the premises by staff after the incident. Now, here's what's going on recently in Hawaii. March 28th, this year, 2022, Miller was arrested in Hawaii following an alleged physical confrontation with patrons after having hurled obscenities at clients at a karaoke bar and was charged with disorderly conduct and harassment. I heard he threw chairs also, at least.
Also, you're in Hawaii. Imagine how much it takes to call the cops in Hawaii.
You have weed? Right. How much it takes for the cops to show up? Right. Also, you have weed and you're in Hawaii. What the fuck is agitating you? I've been to Hawaii. Every time I'm in Hawaii, I'm like, I think I'm going to be a beach bum.
I also feel like they don't just call the cops. They go, hey, brother.
Right.
You know, there's the door. Like, just like, hey, we're going to keep it peaceful until it's time to punch you. And then, I don't know, it doesn't feel like it's a cop calling kind of island.
Right. These poor cops have to get out of the beach. Every beach is accessible by everybody. That's awesome. How they get anything done? I was there. They don't really, but it's a cool place. April 19th, Miller was again taken into custody for second-degree assault. He threw a chair this time also, which hit a 26-year-old woman and left a half-inch cut on her forehead after being told to leave during a private get-together. Miller had been arrested 20 minutes after the attack during a traffic stop. He pled no contest to the karaoke incident, was fined $500 for disorderly conduct. Do you know who I am? I'm in the Justice League.
That's really low. Throwing a chair and hitting a woman even by accident?
Right. So I'm going to play audio based on the first incident in Hawaii, the March 28th incident, where he spat in the man's face during a dart game. Okay?
And during COVID?
Yeah, yeah. That's a thing, too. Hawaii has it, too. A million deaths. Mm. All right? Here's okay. Ezra Miller. The Flash. By the way, this movie didn't come out yet. It wasn't a Justice League movie. He was introduced to us, but the movie isn't even out yet.
And look at all the promotion. Good job, Ezra.
Somebody wrote, hey, what if like this is part of the Flash plot, actually?
No, I got...
Okay, so here's how this starts. The cops come into the building, and they say, hey, you're filming us. I see the lights staring right at our face. Can you put the phone down? Because we have to talk. And he starts going, no. Here's why I'm recording.
No, I got assaulted and I started filming.
Okay, let's show you the video. Let's talk stories outside.
Hey, already, this is funny. Yeah. I'm not recording to be an ass, so I'm recording because I've been assaulted before. Yeah, okay. Let's talk stories outside. I like the word stories. Let's talk bullshit outside.
No, that's actually a sort of term of endearment. They get together with their buddies and talk stories, meaning they just share ideas. And,
right.
And it just means talking, so they're actually really being respectful here. They're not being dismissive.
I have handcuffs in my left hand. I have my right hand on my gun. Let's talk stories outside. Share some thoughts.
No. I got assaulted and I started filming.
Okay.
Let me show you the video.
Let's talk stories outside.
Let's talk stories outside.
Ezra Miller, this is Thunder Warrens, but he's caution codes on
Mabel, 29
Caucasian male.
He's a 29 Caucasian male, is coming through the radio. He doesn't have warrants, but his condition is unstable. Use caution.
I got assaulted in this bar twice in a row. I film myself when I get assaulted for NFT crypto art. What's your name? What's your badge number?
Oh, he didn't have to add that part.
I film myself when I'm assaulted, which is a regular thing. I use it for NFT crypto art. Okay. And then immediately, what's your name? What's your badge number?
Tell me your name and your badge number.
Wikey.
Ezra.
Full name, full badge number. Tell me your name and your badge number. Tell me your name and your badge number. Please don't touch me. Tell me your name and your badge number. Now. Tell me your name and your badge number now.
136.
Sir, come on. You.
Get off the road.
Central 131.
They never have an answer to, like, when you get the name and badge number, they're like, okay, I thought that would end it. Fuck. All right. My name is Mally 6825. Okay, well, let me think of other secret words I can say.
What? I mean, arrested for disorderly conduct?
Yeah.
Okay. I was assaulted. Right? Okay.
So the female cop, he says, hey, or they say, are you, you know, I was assaulted. And they're like, okay. That's me going, sounds good. I was assaulted, right? You saw that? Okay. I can't say yes. I can't say no. Okay, I hear your words.
They do have to hear those words, though.
Sure, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I was there, though, and we all have cameras now. So, okay.
Was he not assaulted?
No, he sounds like he's full of shit.
I mean, but two things could exist. He could have assaulted someone and someone.
There's absolutely no news about the assault that supposedly happened to them.
Okay.
You could have told us that instead of running away and playing all of this theatrics. You could have just told us that.
I'm sorry.
No,
officer.
You're not sorry. You could have took anything real quick.
You could have just moved over. He goes, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I had. Well, you're not sorry because you could have just moved off the road now that we're outside. And you didn't. So now we have to arrest you.
To play the game.
I was complying.
Well, you're the one that complained.
I was. You said, get off the road.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I
walked
on the edge
of the road. So what did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong?
A guy in that bar declared himself as a Nazi. I have it on film, and he attacked me.
Okay, so?
Did you catch that? So, you know, what did you do? Like, oh, I spat in the guy's face. He said he's a Nazi. And so I spat in his face. And I was like,
oh, I did not catch. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll go back a little bit. Let's see.
Oh, my God.
A
guy in that bar declared himself as a Nazi. I have it on film, and he attacked me.
Okay, so?
I claim my Ninth Amendment rights to not be unlawfully persecuted for a crime of no designation, disorderly conduct being something I am unguilty of.
He's unguilty. Here's the thing I think cops love. When you say either, do you know who I am? Or they start naming amendment rights, I think it gives them boners. My Ninth Amendment right. By the way, Ninth Amendment. Listing specific rights in the Constitution does not mean that people don't have other rights that weren't spelled out. So anytime you're yelling at a cop, that's a good one to use because that covers a lot.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah,
that's
I am.
That's the Ninth Amendment. I thought you were making it up.
No.
Read it again.
It's a silly sounding amendment, but listing specific rights in the Constitution does not mean that people, us, don't have other rights that weren't spelled out. So we're still human fucking beings. Yeah,
I see. So if I missed something, I didn't miss something.
Right. And so he just goes, Ninth Amendment. He'll get more specific.
I claim my Fourth Amendment rights.
Okay, Fourth Amendment, to be clear. When I was in the Army and we would do our marches, the songs we sang, that's what the Craig calls them when you sing songs, we would have to shout out the amendments.
Did you
bars the government from unreasonable search and seizure of an individual and their private property. Now we said, I don't know, but I've been told.
Be searched and seized on no probable cause that you will not be able to offer in a court of law. I claim my Fourth Amendment rights to not be searched and seized. Please do not touch my ring.
It has to come off.
Okay.
You'll get it right on.
My Fourth Amendment rights to not have search and seizure unlawfully without probable cause. I claim my Fourth Amendment rights to not be unlawful. Hey, you just touched my penis. Please don't do that.
So these people get arrested and they think they like say something three times. It's like, motherfucker, he Beetlejuiced us. He's doing his fucking Fourth Amendment rights. And then he's like, well, that's not working. You touched my penis. How about that? Will you just be embarrassed and drop it even though there's at least three officers here?
That.
What's he on?
I'm right. Non-transgender, non-binary. I don't want to be searched by a man. I'm transgender, non-binary, and I don't want to be searched by a man. I claim my Fourth Amendment rights. These are Nerf guns, just in case you worry that they're bullets. Those are Nerf bullets.
Okay, so he's going through the guy's car, and he has, or on his body, and he's, for whatever reason, Ezra's carrying around Nerf bullets. But you'll hear him laughing at this time. Like, he just said, hey, transgender, non-binary, you're threatening me. And then, like, don't worry, those aren't real bullets. And he's smiling.
Thank you for letting me.
They are fake and they are a toy.
Thank you for letting me.
This is my belt buckle and my Nerf bullets.
I appreciate that.
Please don't take them from me. The flash ring means a lot to me. It's very valuable.
The flash ring. Now,
it's not
he doesn't get his powers from the ring, for the record. It's he bought a ring for himself, celebrating him being the Flash. You know, okay. DC's like, don't bring up the fucking flash ring. You said ring and we were like, and then you said flash ring and we're like, ugh.
Maybe DC stands for decoder.
That's my flash. Seriously, though. Seriously. All the penis touching and amendments, right? Can we get serious? Please treat the flash ring properly. Please. It's very expensive. And then he's in the car.
What is this? Let me sit with my hands facing out so I don't get nerve damage. I'm a musician. So my nerves and my hands are important to me. Please don't hurt them. Please.
Okay. I'll play that again, and there's more. But I know comics that have been pulled over, and the cop goes, yeah, tell me a joke. Make him sing something. Fuck it.
So arrogant.
He's so arrogant.
Your hands are more important than other people's.
What is this? Let me sit with my hands facing out so I don't get nerve damage. I'm a musician, so my nerves and my hands are important to me. Please don't hurt them.
Please.
Please. I beg.
I jack off three times a day. They're important to me too, Ezra.
I beg you. I have nerve damage from police handcuffs. From my life in New Jersey. I know y'all are not those cops, but please, please do not damage my nerves and my hands again. It'd be really, really awful for me.
Please. Please, seriously, I know I yelled about amendments and you touching my penis and you doing a hate crime with transgender bullshit, but now, can we get serious? Please don't hurt my hands.
I understand, officer. Whatever you need.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely cooperative.
Because our island is...
Now it cuts to the driver. I'm not sure if he's talking about different cop districts or what, but the point here is that they're having it... The cop is, like, placating him, trying to keep him calm, having a normal conversation.
Is so small. There's only just
Kona
one.
Kona has a different one. Then.
Kona has a different one.
Okay, but they're just labeled by neighborhood.
Yes.
Okay, got
so
it.
So Kona has a different one.
Excellent. Thank
yes.
You.
Sorry, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm not a sir. I'm transgender, not binary. Okay. Please refer me as sir. It's not
okay. I was just trying to be respectful.
If you failed to do that again, that is an act of intentional bigotry and it's a technical hate crime according to U.S. federal law.
Oh, more laws.
Hmm.
Not using the pronoun I want is against federal law. It is a hate crime. If you do it again, even by accident, it's considered intentional.
Is that a law? Because
no!
They were talking about that in Canada.
What? In Canada, that's a law?
I don't know well enough to get into,
If you're fucking with somebody in an office, then it's the same harassment laws that we used to have. That's different. This is
if you refuse or accidentally call, but I think that's where people start having difference of opinion.
Well, no shit.
Whatever.
It's an accident.
Sorry, I'm not a sir. I'm transgender, not binary. Please refer me as sir. It's not
okay. I was just trying to be respectful.
If you failed to do that again, that is an act of intentional bigotry and it's a technical hate crime according to U.S. federal law. Please call me they, them, theirs. You can use the term mix or mixia if you prefer.
Oh, you can use the term mix or mixture. Because it sounds like mixture, but okay, whatever you like, mixture.
I mean, whatever, you know.
It would just if I'm
to call you, that's fine.
I'm get okay. Well, call me the Flash.
You know, if we're gonna break it, yeah, sure, call me the Flash. But like, that's not the argument here. You know
what the argument is? Yeah, make sure I have to know now. I have to imagine transgender people hearing this and being sick to their stomach, like motherfucker, you're not making it easy on us. That's what I have to guess.
Transgender, non-binary, Mapu Wahine.
Yeah, I picture him in the back of the car, and then he said something Hawaiian. I picture him in the back of the car, like, muttering to himself, and flash. Flash him, come on. The Hulk had this problem too. Come on, Flash, where you at? Flash him. Shit. What are you saying back there? Nothing. And flash. Shit. These handcuffs, are these super-powered handcuffs?
He was saying mahu wahine, the third gender, is mahu, or the in-between. Hawaiian term used to characterize someone who embodied both kane and wahine, which is male and female spirit.
All right. Oh, Ezra. I wonder now if this movie's going to come out. I don't know if there is a release date.
It's going to come out extra, Keith.
I don't think so.
What are the lessons that we learned? It's not going to come out because he got arrested.
No, I find a difference even between Louis C.K. and this, The Flash. I really do. Louis C.K. is fucking disgusting. And I'm not even saying that word lightly, but yeah, you have your friends, your people that follow you, and you sell your CDs where you can. This guy is just trouble, and people like the nice people, and this movie is huge. What'd I say?
This guy.
All right. Can you say guys anymore? Transgender non-binary... I hate when they're bad and you have to struggle to help the bad people. That's the frustrating part.
No, because you're not struggling to help the bad people. That's not where the struggle is.
So what is this?
You're struggling with your own language.
Transgender, binary, non-binary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying.
You don't know person. You don't know person. Don't assume. You don't know that. This is the fucking Flash. I don't even know what's real.
They might respond to Flash.
I would say Flash. Come here, Flash.
Try it. I would say Flash.
Mocking me is an offense to my Fourth Amendment right, and you will not talk to me in a mocking manner, and if you do, it's a hate crime. It's got to be drugs, right? It has to be. Or you're just full on nuts.
I have to say, for some people, alcohol alone gets them to this state. I don't know if it is. For some people, it's alcohol alone. For other people, they're mixing with bad shit. Or it could be a terrible personality and you need to take your meds.
I think DC should sell all their shit to Marvel for, I don't know what's fair, $12,000. And just get the fuck out the game because it is not It's not meant for you. This is a sign from God over and over and over again. You got directors are fighting each other. There's sexual improprieties going on in these DC movies, is what I'm reading in headlines. But they can't catch a break. Marvel's putting out, hey, here's 17 more TV shows and 4 movies. DC's like, oh, Ezra Miller.
Meanwhile, I feel bad because I just said maybe you have a terrible personality and you need to take your meds. I meant, or you need to take your meds.
Well, if we're going back, then I didn't mean to say transgender bullshit. Okay.
Yes, I got
that. Okay. Well, we can't. We got to move on, people. Come on. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Here's the latest. Perhaps you heard they call her Amber Turd because she took a shit in Johnny Depp's bed. I don't know if they have separate beds or that's her own bed or his side. Anyway, Heard is saying, I did not do that. I said that, by the way, they're talking, they gave her less parts in the new Aquaman movie that she's going to be in. So this behavior affects things.
Mm.
It really does.
It just usually doesn't affect it poorly for the dude who's fucking up. Louis C.K. did just win a Grammy.
Big difference, but he's not on our TV. There's not going to be a Louis C.K. movie. Nobody saw that black and white piece of shit he put out some time ago. You know? It's the silver screen, for God's sakes, Hemda. You have to have a little decorum when it comes to that. That's a big deal.
I'm still revisiting, so I don't really know much about the big screen. I'm going again tomorrow, Everything Everywhere, All at Once. Let's see if it's different.
Let me know, because I am curious. I don't see movies twice, especially, of course some I do, but not in movie theaters, not like that, not so fast. I wonder if you'll like, okay, can we fast forward 15 minutes? This part, of course I get.
I wonder. It is 2 hours and 20 minutes. I am looking forward to it, but...
You can take a piss break when you want. You can open a sandwich you snuck in.
I wasn't even close to taking a piss break the first time.
Look at that.
It wasn't even close.
That should be on their poster. Amber Heard said that their dog, Boo, had bowel issues and was known to go to the bathroom in their house and sometimes in the bed. She told the 7-person jury that she was in the mood to prank Depp. He said it might have been a prank. She was laughing about it after he left her L.A. apartment following the argument. I don't think that's funny, Heard said. I don't know what grown woman does. I was not also in a pranking mood. My life was falling apart. I had just been attacked on my 30th birthday by my violent husband, with whom I was desperately in love, and I knew I needed to leave. It was not
I can't believe that weddings are still such a big industry with all of this. No one breaks up nice. All celebrities are throwing shit at their face. You know, people who have been, just awful to each other on the way out. And it's more likely that you're going to be awful on the way out. It's like amazing that people are like, oh, you got along during your divorce. That's mind blowing to people.
Right.
And yet tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Let's get married again.
It was not really a jovial time, and I don't think that's funny, period. That's disgusting.
But also, this is court. This is what court is. Oh, anyone outside of America, thank you for listening. Yes, we are this much bullshit. And literally, we're talking about shit now. This is amazing. America, USA, number one.
Well, I'll tell you what. It kind of reminds me about what we were talking about the other day. I was watching Meltdown, 3 Mile Island. It's on Netflix, documentary about America's biggest nuclear disaster. And they had somebody on there that was on the bad side of things and cover-ups and all this. And I'm like, why did these psychopaths go on that? It makes me think of Johnny Depp. It was Johnny Depp's idea to have that we see all this. It was Johnny Depp's idea that this whole thing is filmed. How the fuck do you think you're going to come off when you just went to the UK, had a trial there, and it was ruled that Depp abused her 12 out of the 14 incidents that were mentioned? How do you think you're going to trick America 100% and not look like a weirdo as well?
Oh, I keep seeing people on Johnny Depp's side. So that's how he thinks that. He's got a lot of support, just like Trump did.
But let him just think that. Don't videotape you being a weirdo, right?
No, they're still, as far as they're concerned, they're still doing the right thing. This dude is making his life better again somehow. I mean, we still know that Trump might run for president again, right?
Right.
What, he wasn't embarrassed by what he did the first time? No. There's tons of
But there's not going to be a Trump movie. Come on, I'm talking about the silver screen. Oh, nothing is more precious than the silver screen.
Sure. The hardest job is to be an actor. Yeah. The pressure.
Oh, well. 12 out of 14 abuses, but let's videotape this. His band, by the way, did you know he had a band? Johnny Depp?
You must have told me. I know.
Alice Cooper.
I don't keep track. That's how Silent Trailers exists.
Alice Cooper is in it, and Joe Perry is in it, and they all sing sometimes, and Joe Perry from Aerosmith, of course, is the worst, but Johnny Depp is surprisingly good, is what I mean. But anyway, the band is called Hollywood Vampires. That's an interesting title. Hollywood Vampires. And I went to the website, and it's like, debauchery, hedonism, and copious amounts of alcohol. I'm like, okay. All right.
It's what teenager would be like, rock and roll, but like maybe in the 80s.
Right. Selma Blair has a new book. You know Selma Blair, right? Blair, she was in Cruel Intentions with the saliva kiss. Hellboy, right. She was in. Selma Blair, 49, has a book out called Mean Baby, a memoir of growing up.
Selma Blair is older than me?
Yeah. 49.
What?
That's Hollywood. Like
Cruel Intentions. I enjoyed that movie.
Of course.
Did you?
Oh, please. I enjoyed Cruel Intentions 1, 2, and 3, if you know what I mean. I
said okay.
Three you times a day, I said.
I think we enjoyed it differently.
You studied it? Mean Baby, a memoir of growing up. She talks about, speaking of vampires, she bites celebrities when she sees them because she's excited and nervous.
Nope.
She said she met Sienna Miller. She was in G.I. Joe. At the Chateau Marmont, and said, I couldn't begrudge her. This is from her book. I couldn't begrudge her for any part she was winning over me. Okay. So I grabbed her arm and bit it playfully, like she's starstruck. I grabbed her arm and bit it playfully as if it were an apple. How about as if it were a banana? An apple? Even as I held her forearm in my mouth, I was aghast at myself. I thought, what have I gotten myself into? Or her, this is horrible behavior, end quote. Miller handled the odd situation politely. Blair shares that Miller, quote, kind of screamed opa, as I do whenever somebody breaks a plate. You bit me, didn't you? You really did. But she didn't shame me. For this, in my book, she will forever be the belle of the ball.
What? What kind of weird, I just bit you, and since you were cool with it, you're the best?
Selma's more embarrassed than anybody.
No, I was just going to say how cool I thought to see.
There's more coolness. She struggled with alcoholism for years, she confesses. She wasn't good at social drinking because she'd be sitting at a table, eating, not paying attention, then she'd stand up and be drunk, or feel drunk. After dinner, one particular day when she was drunk, they made their way to a club where Blair saw her friend Seth Green, who introduced her to Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane. I was starstruck, she writes. What do I do in public situations where I admire somebody, but I feel as if I don't bring anything to the party? I bit him on the hand. Whoa, he yelled. That really hurt. It wasn't a disaster. I didn't break skin, but I soon hated myself.
Okay.
Kate Moss. The two were having fun taking Polaroids together. That's a hoot. I've done that with Adam. And that's when Blair decided to bite Moss's finger, prompting the model to laugh. Quote, and because she laughed, I did it again. The second time, she did not laugh and exclaimed, that really fucking hurt. Moss then punched Blair in the back and grabbed the actress's thumb and crunched right into it. I don't know what that means, crunch right into it. Really bit it?
She bit it.
This was the first time I had any inkling of how much I might hurt people when I bit them. Immediately, I transformed into a shame nursery school kid. Oh my gosh, I whispered, I'm so sorry. Blair blames her vampiric behavior on her shyness. If she's nervous, she writes, my system gets overwhelmed and instantaneously short circuits.
Oh yeah? Which doctors did you tell that to?
You start biting people. Oh, God. Holly, weird.
How long has that been an option for her?
Well, here's the thing. I met her once and she didn't bite me and it was very offensive.
Mm.
Yeah.
She felt like you couldn't take it well, like her other victims.
You just like, oh my God,
she couldn't groom you.
Let me taste you. Oh, shit.
It's the new pulling the ponytail.
The band Coldplay is putting kinetic dance floors and energy storing stationary bikes to their world tour. So you're going to be in the audience and you're supposed to dance on the dance floor that's kinetic, be in the, or ride the stationary bike, and that's going to power the lights and stuff.
No presh.
No presh. People say, people can't tell if I'm having fun at a concert. I'm supposed to be riding a bike and saving the day.
Are those the free tickets?
Right? No, like, I guarantee you pay for helping out. You probably pay more. You get to ride the bike.
All right, here comes BoJack again, right?
Yeah.
So like the whatever version, millennial, whatever age we're up to, it has a business. It's like a blog and you got to like, you know, get that content to her, get that content. And then she goes, she calls someone. They go, what are you doing? She's like, I'm in an outdoor, all immersive cycling. Oh, you know what? I'm just biking. She was biking outside. She just threw herself off.
That's how Ezra describes things, right? Weed is a extension of my peripheral. Let's see. They pledge to be as sustainable and low carbon as possible, hoping to cut their CO2 emissions by 50%.
Then it would cut my tickets at 50%.
Yeah, no kidding. It'd only be fun if I kind of like scratch my ankle for a second while I'm riding the bike, the lights dim and I'm like, oh shit. Then okay. But I got a feeling I can take a piss and we'll be fine. That's all.
You know, that would be a good roaming fitness class. You know, we come to your city for a year. Everybody works out. It's like a party, right? Like
right.
You keep the lights on, keep the party going, you know, just kind of do your part, whatever that is. It's a big party. That's a great workout system.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like to sit and watch concerts, cry.
Yeah. You know? You're crying about riding a bike. You look like a weirdo on Instagram. I'm like, no, it's just emotional. Fiona Apple makes me ride a bike. Get the fuck out of here. All right, let me mention this. If you don't have your Keith and the Girl gear, get it today. Get a sticker, a t-shirt, a hoodie, leggings, whatever you want. Sport your Keith and the Girl gear, and maybe you'll meet another listener in your area. Those stories are always fun, and be sure to tell us about them, right? info@keithandthegirl.com. Here's what you do. Go to keithandthegirl.com/gear, G-E-A-R. VIP members? Fuck it. Get a discount on gear. How about that? keithandthegirl.com/VIP. You know what? Didn't miss the guest for a second. keithandthegirl.com.